Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
Glory of the risen Lord, who can compare with the beauty of the Lord? Forever He will be the Lamb upon the throne. I gladly bow the knee and worship Him alone. I will
Yeah. Life I live, hold nothing but the cross. Everybody open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Simple song. Come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. We'll say it, church. Y'all got it now. Come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord, belongs to
you. Can we lift our hands together one time? My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and concert and say it.
My hallelujah.
Now Hallelujah, 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 praise the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Uriya Sandiria Kuye, Hokuye Mokoye Neke Yanakaya Sidiria Kuria Mase, hallelujah. Uriya sandiri kuyama sandiri kaya ya kuruma seteri ya kaya ma seteri ya kuriyama sa. Hallelujah, we bless your name, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 yes. We praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Uriya sandiri ya kuruma seteri ya kuruma seteri ya kuruma seteri ya kum. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Ramasiri kia mukuya na kaya sandaiya kuye mo. Hallelujah, reshere kuriya masetiriya ko. Kuriya masetiriya kuro masetiriya kuro masetiriya kuro masetiriya kuro masem. Hallelujah, Ramasande kia mukuya na sandiri. Kuriya suturiya kariya masandiriya kuro masetiriya kuri. Hallelujah, Uriya sandiriya kuriya masetiriya kuro masetiriya ko. Oh, Jesus, ekoriya masetiriya kara masandiriya ko. Hallelujah, re ko kuriya sandiriya kuro masetiriya kuro masi. Hallelujah, ramasetiriya kuro masandiriya kaya masi. Yes, Lord. Uriya sandiriya kuye masandiriya kuro masetiriya kaya. Hallelujah, ramasiri kuye nikiya musuturiya kuriya sandiriya kuye makaya masetiri. Uriye, uri kuye kaya masandiriya kuro masetiriya kaya sadai. Aye kuye makaya sada. Aye kaya makuye nikaye aluriya sandi. Huria masandiria kuyemu, huria mukuya nikia nisidiria kuya masandaria kuyikia kaya. Hallelujah, ramusu diria kuria sandiria kuria masu. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Why do you doubt me, says the Lord? Why do you go back and forth, and you doubt me? You keep saying, maybe God will do this, maybe God will do that, maybe God will do this and God will do that. Do you not know me? Do you not know me? Have I not brought you through so many, 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 many difficult situations? Do you not know me? Do you not know me? Says the Lord, my daughter, do you not know me? Do you not know me? Do you not know me? I am the Lord. I am the creator of the heaven and the earth. Do you not know me? Why toss and turn? Why are you not sleeping? Why are you tossing and turning? Do you not know me? Why are you getting your pressure high? Why don't you rest in my presence? Do you not know me? Have I not done things for you always? Do you not know that if I was not with you, the enemy would have completely destroyed you and your family? And yet, you still say, maybe God, and maybe God, and maybe God. Have I not been faithful to you? Have I not been faithful to you? Why are you shaken? Why are you disturbed? Why do you run back and forth, back and forth, back and forth? You do not stand on my word. You are not standing on the word, the word, the word. You go back and forth. You go one place. You go this place. You go that place. But you do not stand on my word. And so the enemy is just shaking you and shaking you and shaking you, and you're following after him because he's shaking, because you do not know me. I've shown myself to you so many times, but yet and still, you still go back and forth. Do you not know me? Do you not trust me? I am God, and there's no other beside me. Thus says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Bless you for your word. Praise you, oh God, and magnify you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, forgive. Forgive us those that cannot stand on your word and promises. Forgive us, oh God. Our hope and our trust is in you. We rest in you. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in this service. Have your way in the name of Jesus. We surrender this service to you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. The Amplified Version says, but those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, will gain new strength and renew their power. They will lift up their wings and rise up close to God like eagles rising toward the sun. They will run weary. They will walk and not grow tired. Hallelujah. The CEV says, but those who trust the Lord will find new strength. They will be strong like eagles, soaring upward on wings. They will walk and run without getting tired. The day that went upon Jehovah shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not tire. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40, verse 31. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By faith, he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it, he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not formed because God had translated him. But before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, a rewarder of them that diligently seek. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. Let's look at James 1. Hallelujah. Look at James 1. Hallelujah. Verse 8. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Hallelujah. James 1, verse 8. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, continuing constant in prayer. Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope, expectation to the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For I know the thoughts that I think the Lord, says the Lord, thought of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he is that doth go with thee. He will not fail you nor forsake you. And now, Lord, what I wait for, my hope is in thee. Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, All things are possible. All things are possible to him that believes. For we are saved by hope, a hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, what does he hope yet for? Hallelujah. For surely there is an end. Hallelujah. And thy expectation shall not be cut off. Proverbs 23:18. Somebody write that down. For surely there is an end. And thy expectation shall not be shaken. Now, what is your expectation of what you're going through? What is your expectation? Hallelujah. And your expectation shall not be cut off. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. Jeremiah 17. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope someone is listening though, because God is speaking. Stop losing hope. Stop going back and forth. Psalm 119:49, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou caused me to hope. Psalm 119 verse 81, KJV. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Psalm 119, verse 1, 1, 4. Thou art my hiding place, my shield. I hope in thy word. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Your hope is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Your hope is in Christ Jesus. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in him. God is speaking about trusting, believing, having faith in him. Hallelujah. The Bible says they that wait upon the Lord. Many times we're not waiting on the Lord. We're going back and forth, here and there, everywhere. And we're not waiting on him. And because we do not have the patience to wait on him, because we have itching ears. But what do you have right in front of you? Everybody should, I hope everybody got a Bible, a manual. So you go, you have this spirit of confusion. You go to Pastor Brown, and Pastor Brown preaches. You go to Apostle Mary, she preaches. She gave you a word, Pastor Brown gave you a word. You go to another prophet that preaches you. So what are you doing? But why? Because you're so impatient. Why you keep going back and forth, back and forth. And sometimes you go to all these pastors and leaders and they're telling you the same thing. But yet it's still, you trouble your soul. You trouble your soul because you don't have faith. You don't believe. You say you believe. Your mouth says you believe, but your heart does not believe. 100% without faith is impossible to please God. So when you go back and forth, you call John and Paul and James and everybody else. What are you doing? The devil loves it because he's making you confused. because you're not probably getting the word that he's speaking through James, and you're not probably getting the word that he's speaking to Apostle. You're not probably getting the word that he's speaking to Pastor. You're not probably getting the word that he's speaking to Evangelist, because you're not even waiting to receive revelation. You're running to and fro. Who runs to and fro the earth? Nobody does it but Satan. And Satan doing the same thing to you. You're not stable. You got so much instability in your spirit. You go here and there. You're not settled in your spirit because you do not trust the Lord. You do not trust the Lord. Hallelujah. So you go here, you sow a seed. And when you sow that seed, that according to you, that seed that you sow in that ground is supposed to be a big tree in no time. Because when you sow the seed, there's a tree grows, and in no time, the fruits should be on this, coming from the seed. So you sow that seed, and you expect to receive the result in 2 minutes. And so because you don't see the result in 2 minutes, you go to the next seed, next place, and you sow another seed. And you don't you get weary and tired because you don't see the result. And so you go another place, you sow another seed, and you still don't see the result. And you go this seed. Why? Your spirit is too troubled. Where am I speaking to? You have a troubled spirit because you do not trust the Lord. So when by the time you finish sowing all these seeds and not giving the seed chance to germinate, to be rooted and grounded, would you be full? Take a seed and put it in water and wash that seed. And look under the reason. What happens? It has to get its roots, and that root needs to be straight and rooted, and just before the seed start growing. And then when it grows, then it turns to a tree. Then the tree takes time to get in fruit. You want microwave blessing. You want microwave fixes. So you want God to do it and do it now. So you all over the place. You are all over the place. Sometimes you hear the same words from one pastor to the next pastor. You can sit from God. Hallelujah. And then you blame pastors and you blame ministers. Not only do you blame, you slander, you say negative things about these pastors, about these ministers, about these apostles. You out of your mouth, you say things. You all this negativity you say. But how can you receive from these pastors and apostles and prophets when you already have marked X on them? The anointing you do not respect, you do not receive, and you probably have been to 5 or 6 people, you still don't receive. You blame everyone else. But look at yourself. You don't wait on God. You want it now. And when you want things, man, the Lord said to tell you, it's like Esau. Esau wanted he was so hungry, the flesh took over. And then Jacob, he sold his birthright because he was hungry. Can I tell you something? You're selling your birthright in Christ Jesus because you can never be satisfied. You don't even stand to study the word of God. You don't even take time to read and study. To know God for yourself. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Hope in the Lord. Not in man, not in your mama, your daddy, your brothers, your sisters, your husbands, your wife. No, hope in Almighty God. Put all your hope and trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. God is not going to do a microwave for you. Forget it. And you will allow the devil to destroy your destiny because you want a microwave blessing. Can I say something? That you put cook food in the pot and put a microwave, put something in the microwave, which one would taste better? The one you cook, not the microwave stuff. If you want to see the hand of God move mightily in your life, you have to believe 100%. You have to walk after his spirit and not after the flesh. Don't be like that, like Esau, selling your birthright for instant satisfaction. God is not a man that he should lie. What he said he would do, he will do it. He will bring you to an expected end. And you know who you are. You know who God is speaking to. So it's not me. I pray. You already have so many excuses. You know the Holy Spirit is right there with you. You want your situations to change. Hallelujah. Stand on his word. Stand on his promises. Stand when you don't see anything. Your hope is in God. You want to rest in him. He is the Lord, and there is no one beside him, possible to please God. If you're in that category that you do not have 100% faith, you might have 99.9. Or 99.99, and you don't have that 0.1. You need the 0.1. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy, O God. Hallelujah. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us, O God. Have mercy upon our children, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon me. Have mercy, O God, upon me, O God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto me, O God. I have sinned and I have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, I cry out to you for mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy for my husband. Mercy for my children. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, have mercy. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive me for not having that faith and trust in you. Lord, have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive me of sins of omission and commission. Open your mouth and pray. Hallelujah. His mercies on you every morning. Have mercy, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. I soak this service in the blood of Jesus. I soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. I soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. Ah, Lord, I soak my children in the blood of Jesus. I soak Tina in the blood of Jesus. I soak Mandika in the blood of Jesus. I soak Al and Ricky and Crystal in the blood of Jesus. I cover my grandchildren with the blood of Jesus. Iki Yamasa, Kamari Makari, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus upon Christian Micah, the blood of Jesus, CJ, the blood of Jesus, Zechariah and Joshua and Christian, the blood of Jesus, Makari and Kamari, the blood of Jesus, Manteca, the blood of Jesus, oh God, upon my husband, oh God, the blood of Jesus, wash away our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us, O God, in the name of Jesus. This morning, O God, we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we put the full armor of God and the armor of light on. We put it on our children, our grandchildren, our husbands and wives, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we ask you to send your holy angels to be with us 24/7, guiding and protecting us in the name of Jesus. Keep us hidden in the secret place of the Most High. Hide us under the shadow of the Almighty God. Father, we thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you for the fresh anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, poor, let it overflow, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, you came that we may have light and have life more abundantly. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, we ask you to send your holy angels to be with us. Hallelujah. Individually, oh God. Oh, Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. We worship you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for healing, oh God. We thank you for deliverance, oh God. We thank you for moving in our midst, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that we walk by your Spirit. Holy Ghost, take preeminence in our lives. Take preeminence this week. Holy Spirit, teach us, lead us, guide us. We want to know more and more and more about Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I thank you for each and every one here this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is our refuge and our strength. Say, God is my refuge and my strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. You will not fear because God is your refuge and your strength. Hallelujah. Give God your burdens. Cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. Hallelujah. Stop walking around with that on your shoulder. Give it all to Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4:8-9 says, hallelujah. You might have been pressed down or even knocked down, but you can get back up. You can get back up again. It says, we are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but not but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Don't give up. Don't give in. It is time to arise. God is with you. He will never, never abandon you. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Hallelujah. As long as it has an expiration date. And that expiration date is now. It is now. Hallelujah. James 12, 4 says, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come to you, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. James 12, 4. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's kingdom will never be shaken. Hebrews 12, 26 to 29, things will shake around you. The world will shake. Kingdom of God will never shake. Do you believe it? Jesus told us, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. Jesus also told us, do not let your heart be troubled. John 14:1. Again, Jesus said, peace I give, I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. John 14:37. And again, Jesus reassured us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He said, I am with you always to the very end of age. Matthew 28:20. Hallelujah. Stand firm. Stand firm. Hallelujah. Stand firm. Hallelujah. Stand firm in the word of God. Hope in his word. Don't lose hope. I don't care what you see. You're walking by faith and not by sight. Lord, strengthen your children. Strengthen us. Strengthen us. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Stand. Be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. You see, you got to be strong before you even put the armor on. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Huria makaramase. Huria.
Tell me what you say. Never let the devil see you. I'm talking about my life.